Chapter 10. Making your own A and B mix for MMS and CDS. Just to be clear for this chapter, the A mix consists of a liquid mix of sodium chlorite or NaClO2. This can be at a potency anywhere between 22.5% all the way up to 29% to work properly. The B mix is typically hydrochloric acid, HCl, or sometimes referred to as muriatic acid, which is what I use. This HCl is at a potency of 4 to 5% to work properly. Some sellers of MMS or CDS or whatever they use, they also offer a citric acid, which is at a 50% mix for the B bottle acid activator, which also works. However, the citric acid has a much stronger sour taste when using it to make MMS. If you were to buy your own 4-ounce bottles of these liquids online, they are commonly sold as a pair under the title Water Purifier, and you would probably pay between $27 to $49 for a set of the A and B bottles. That comes to about $7 to $12 per ounce from each bottle. If you were to learn to make your own CLO2, your own A and B mix acid activator, my experience has shown me that you can reasonably make it for about $2 or less per ounce from each bottle. That is a savings of $5 to $10 per ounce of chlorine dioxide. Now, before you rush out and start shopping for materials and tools, let me say that making your own home production lab, in making it, it will take some investment of money of at least $70 to $90 for the materials and some basic measuring tools. You can probably use some of your own containers that you have, so long as they are sturdy glass or porcelain. It will also take some careful learning and practice to be sure that your mixture amounts and processes are done accurately and correctly. Once you have made it once or twice, you will be able to see that it is not too difficult, but there is a learning curve to doing it right, and also I recommend that you go slow and careful if you decide to make it at home. Here is a list of bare minimum items that you would need to make chlorine dioxide at home. This is a table list here. And it's titled, Cost to Make About 32 Ounces of Chlorine Dioxide A and B Mix, and this is on page 98. First thing you'd need is a 1-pound bag of sodium chloride flakes, that's dry flakes, for about $30 on eBay. 1 gallon of hydrochloric acid, that's 20 to 40% depending on the bottle, and you could buy it for about $10 at a hardware store. 1 measuring scale that measures grams, for about $15 on Amazon.com. 1 graduated cylinder, a measuring container which holds about 100 mLs of liquid for about $10 on Amazon. A mixing glass container, you could use your own or you could just borrow one. Storing containers, which I just use mason jars, you can get them for about $10 at Walmart. Plastic mason jar covers, usually the airtight seal ones, which are dark gray, you can get them for about $5 at Walmart. 2 dropper bottles or container bottles to hold the mixed A and B mix. You can get it for about $10 on Amazon. And it also helps to have a tiny funnel, which costs a couple of dollars on Amazon. Total cost, between $92 and $100. From this list, you can see that some of the items, like the scale and the graduated cylinder, are reusable and won't need to be repurchased if you make more batches in the future. Also, some of the items, like the storing mason jars, are usually purchased in a pack of 6 or so, which would give you extras for future batches if you wanted. Other things to point out are that the hydrochloric acid is 20 to 35%, depending on which one you buy. But it will go on to make up to 5 gallons of diluted acid, which is at 4%. That means that you would only need to purchase 1 of these, and it would last you for years and years. The most expensive thing on the list is the sodium chloride flakes, and this is worth noting. If you decide to make more chlorine dioxide mixing materials after this batch, you will find that all you really need to buy is more sodium chloride, the NaClO2 flakes. This means that any future making of chlorine dioxide will be much cheaper after you have this set of items on the list. Here's a video that covers a lot of the above paragraph information, and that's a video on page 99 that goes through putting these things together and so that you can make your own. Mixing sodium chloride flakes 80% down to a liquid level of 22.4. After mixing a few batches of NaClO2, sodium chloride, and doing the mathematics of the percentages over and over, I have concluded that it is possible to simplify how you make the mix with the following ratio. Basically, it's this. For about every 10 grams of sodium chloride dry flakes that you have, that's 80% level, you will be able to make approximately 30 grams of A mix, the NaClO2, at 22 to 29%. The numbers of grams are actually 7.9 grams of sodium chloride dry flakes to 20.41 grams of H2O water. 8 plus 20 equals 28 grams. That's the rounded up numbers. And that's weight of water that is mixed with sodium chloride, which is the equivalent of about an ounce of fluid. If you want 10 ounces of liquid sodium chloride, NaClO2, you would mix about 100 grams of NaClO2 with 200 grams of distilled water. Now, the exact percentage might be a tiny bit higher than the 22.4%, but that's okay. Some places that sell the chlorine dioxide water purification drops will have percentages of their sodium chloride, NaClO2, as high as 29%, and the chlorine dioxide still comes out fine for use. Keep in mind that the above ratios are set because almost all the sodium chloride that is for sale online is a standard 80% for those flakes. When you figure out how much of the 22.4% sodium chloride that you want to make, it is usually good to add the chemical flakes into the water. It is generally a safety rule that I read about mixing chemicals. Mix the chemical flakes into the water instead of the water into the chemical. Then you stir the liquid off and on for about 15 to 30 minutes until the flakes completely dissolve. It is also a good idea to let the dissolved liquid sit overnight somewhere dark before using it, just to make sure everything is dissolved correctly. Following the overnight wait, the final step is to run the liquid through some kind of strainer to remove any final particulates that might have been in the flakes. I've used coffee filters, the brown types that are called unbleached coffee filters, And I've even used sturdy napkins for filtering it. You just pour it right through it very slowly. Here's my CLO2 mixing video that goes through the details of making 32 ounces. It was my first time making it, so I went very slowly and carefully. There's a link there on page 99. I have a shorter video on how to quickly make 24 ounces at this link on page 99. Now, just to summarize those two paragraphs, just in case they were not real clear, if you're not sure, you know, do you want a very simple way to do it? For every ounce of liquid sodium chloride, or get 10 grams of flakes, and then fill it up to be 1 ounce. So if you want 10 ounces, you get 100 grams of flakes, put it in the jar, and then add distilled water until you get to the 10-ounce mark. That's the quick way. I do mention that it is good to add the flakes in after, but that's only if you're doing the exact measurement amounts. And the exact ones are 8 grams of flakes for every 20 grams of liquid water, which is distilled water. If anything else, just follow those videos and I kind of show you how that works and read the instructions below on the videos. Storing sodium chlorite, 22.4% liquid. Once the sodium chlorite is in liquid form, it is more susceptible to things like sunlight and heat. Because of this, the bottles of this liquid should be stored somewhere that is dark and not so hot. Sunlight reduces its active life and potency. The same goes for mixed chlorine dioxide. It is also a good idea to use plastic lids instead of metal ones, especially with mason jars, plastic ones that are airtight sealed. They hold up better against the chemical. Also, when you buy dropper bottles, it is a good idea to buy the dark brown ones or the opaque plastic ones so that the sunlight doesn't hit the liquid. If you are going to store these bottles for weeks or more before using them, you can put them in a refrigerator to help preserve them. Just be sure to mix them up before taking any liquid out for use. Sometimes the NaClO2 settles a bit at the bottom in higher concentrations. Mixing hydrochloric acid down to a 4 to 5% level. Now this is the B mix, which is typical for what's made or stored. The other one that I just went through is the A mix. The mixing of hydrochloric acid is more delicate and dangerous because it is an acid. Be sure that you have an eye protection or goggles, like goggles, protective gloves, and that you do your mixing outside or in a well-ventilated place like a science lab. I just use a bathroom with the fan on, but I'm probably not quite as safe as I should be. You don't want to mess with the fumes of this, especially when it is in higher concentrations like they are from the store. Even though this does sound scary, remember the HCl acid is the same stuff that is in your stomach and that is used to break down food that you eat. If you suffer from gastrointestinal problems, chances are that your body is not making enough of this acid, which screws up other parts of your body functions. Things like leaky gut syndrome, undigested food coming out in your stools, or IBS, etc. Some people actually take doses of HCl tablets, hydrochloric acid tablets, or liquid before eating so that they can digest their food better and not have so much pain after eating. Fortunately, taking chlorine dioxide actually helps with these issues because it helps to balance the microbe levels in the digestive system, so that these issues can be resolved by the body. So don't fear HCl acid, just respect it with safety. Also, I recommend that you don't make sodium chlorite and hydrochloric acid in the same area at the same time. Do one completely and then clean it up. Following cleanup, you can do the next part with hydrochloric acid mixing. With hydrochloric acid mixing, I'm going to start with the video so that you can see the safety precautions that I took in the process. Here's the HCl mixing video, which is on page 100. I have a shorter video out now that shows how to quickly make 24 ounces of this here, also on page 100. HCl store-bought percentages. The important question to answer at the beginning of mixing HCl is, what is the concentration percentage for the store-bought bottle that you just got? Most bottles are somewhere between 19 and 40%. However, I have seen a trend of stores selling them closer to 20 because the higher levels smell strong and are not good to breathe in. In my demonstration video, my bottle was from the Home Depot in the United States, and it was a 20% potency mix. To find this amount, you either read the bottle very carefully or look up the safety data sheets, the SDS information, on that brand of acid. It takes a bit of searching sometimes at the beginning, but the information is out there online. On my spreadsheet, I show how to figure out the amount of water and acid that needs to be mixed. There is a demonstration of using the spreadsheets here. on this link to figure out the amounts to mix just in case your percentage of HCl is higher or lower that you just bought from the store. And this link is also on page 100. In that link video, I show how to dilute a 20% hydrochloric acid mix down to a 4%. You basically just add distilled water. If your acid mix starts at 20% like mine was, the ratios are pretty easy. Just put 4 parts of water and 1 part of the acid, the 20% acid, together in a mixing container. That would be a total of 5 parts of liquid mixed. If you are using a measuring cup, that is 1 cup capacity, you would fill it 4 times with distilled water and pour it into a mixing jug. Then fill the cup with one time with the 20% acid and pour it into the same jug. Mix it up and you are done. Again, remember that when mixing these two liquids, you should put the water in first and then the acid, and that's just a safety measure. That way, any splashing will be more likely to be water than acid. You won't need to stir this mix as much as you would with the sodium chloride flakes, maybe just 30 seconds or so. When you're done mixing, the acid is much weaker and not so harmful. However, it still will make a stain on concrete or a countertop if left there too long. My daughter showed me a circle on our countertop that was made when I put a wet bottle of 4% HCl acid there for a couple of days. Oops. Once you have mixed your own of the A and B mix of chlorine dioxide, you now can use the water dropper bottles to keep the liquids ready to use. Be sure to label all of your bottles well so that you don't get things mixed up and no one else accidentally dumps your chlorine, your CLO2 down the drain, or your NaCLO2 down the drain. Also, keep them stored in places away from children. Just treat it like some kind of household chemical liquid. Quick mixing 1-ounce bottles. Sodium chloride dry flake mix. After doing several mixes and calculations with making sodium chloride into liquid form, I have found that it is possible to just put a pre-specified amount of CLO2 flakes into a bottle and just store it until you need it. Now, this is totally extra from the mixing that I've gone through in previous in this chapter. This is just a thought, something that you might want to do. When you are ready to use the chlorine dioxide, NaCLO2 in liquid form, sodium chloride, you would just add a predetermined amount of water to the flakes and shake it or mix it up until the flakes completely dissolved, which usually are about 15 minutes of mixing and then letting it sit overnight. I believe that the dry form lasts even longer than the liquid form, and the weight of the bottle is lighter if you were thinking of sending it to someone in the mail. Anyway, after running several number scenarios, I have concluded that for every 8 grams or 8 to 10 grams of NaCLO2 flakes or sodium chloride flakes, you would need 20 grams of distilled water. When mixed together, it would give you about 28 to 30 grams of sodium chloride, the equivalent of about 1 ounce of liquid. The exact decimal place amounts are on the spreadsheet at the bottom of the page under the tab titled Formulas for Mixing. And again, that's the spreadsheet link that I give out for free also. Just scroll down a bit on the spreadsheet. You can use this ratio to mix larger amounts of chlorine dioxide or sodium chloride by multiplying each of the above numbers by the number of ounces you want to make. For instance, you can make 10 ounces. To make 10 ounces, your formula would be about 79.4 grams of NaCLO2 flakes, but you could bring it up to 79 to 100. With 204.1 grams of distilled water, which gives you about 280 to 300 grams of liquid, the equivalent of about 10 ounces. You see, everything is just multiplied by the ratio amounts in the last paragraph. Even if your numbers are a tiny bit high, like with using 8 grams of flakes or 8 to 10 grams of flakes, it should give you the same effect when you are activating the chlorine dioxide. These exact mix figures have a tiny bit of tolerance in how they affect, how effective they are. Just make sure that your flakes weight is exactly correct or rounded up to the next higher gram in weight. For instance, 8 grams instead of 7.94 grams. And I just say, you know, you could go up to 10 grams of flakes for every 20 grams of water just to be exactly sure. Your potency of the chlorine dioxide comes out all right either way. It is also possible to leave the dry sodium chlorite, the NaClO2 flakes, pre-measured in a bottle and store it that way. When you need it in the future for chlorine dioxide, you just add the proper amount of distilled water to it and mix it for about 10 to 15 minutes. Let it sit overnight, and it should be good the next day, the next morning, after a short stirring or a turning the bottle upside down for a bit. In summary, the simplest method to make sodium chloride liquid, which with less math, is this. After doing a lot of number crunching, I decided that the simplest way to make your own sodium chloride liquid is to put 10 mLs, or like I said earlier, 8 to 10 mLs of flakes. That's the 80% flakes for every ounce of diluted liquid, which is desired, which comes out to about 20 mLs of water. You would need to pre-mark the jar line with the 24 ounces, which is about the 709 mLs of water, so that you know where to stop adding water after the flakes are in. Now, in the video, it shows this pretty well, especially the shorter video where I do it in mason jars. If you want 24 ounces of sodium chloride liquid, just put 240 mLs in a jar and add enough water to reach the 24-ounce mark on the jar. The three key things to this method are to do it in order. Pre-mark the jar first at the desired volume level that you want, for instance, 24 ounces. Add the flakes in at 10 grams of flakes for each ounce, which in the case of 24 ounces would be 240 grams. And add the water up to the marked level and mix the batch. And typically that's diluted water. And then I list one more time a summary of that and another video link just to show how to quickly do it with the mason jars that I showed.